Veteran Marvel Comics writer admits comic book sales are struggling as U.S. industry pushes woke content. By Warner Todd Houston on June 6, 2023. A top Marvel Comics writer recently admitted that the ultra-woke U.S. comics industry is struggling even as sales of Japanese and South Korean comics are soaring in the U.S. Marvel writer Steve Orlando, who currently pens Scarlet Witch, recently tweeted, then deleted, the admission that sales of U.S.-made comic books are falling and he is expecting his own series to be cancelled after only 10 issues. Sales are struggling, alongside the whole industry. Right now, we'll hopefully get to 10, Orlando said last week, according to Bounding Into Comics. In a reply to another Twitter user, Orlando also said that the cover price of U.S. comics are also hurting sales. The commenter wrote, "Comics are crazy expensive now. I'm all in on manga, which is much more affordable." To which Orlando replied, "I'm with you. Not that prices are up to. We're in a weird spot where folks in general keep wanting a higher and higher production value and paper quality. Which is part, but all of it, of course. Manga, of course, is what Japan calls its comic books." And speaking of Japan's product, according to recent sales of graphic novels, only one U.S. title appears in the top 20, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, Bounding reported. All the rest are Japanese manga or South Korean manhwa comics products. Orlando didn't say it, but another reason U.S. comics are fading fast is because nearly every series, every title, and every character across every U.S. comic company is heavily pushing left-wing propaganda. U.S. comics are pushing anti-gun, pro-gay, transgender, climate change and nearly every other far left-wing agenda on readers. And the more they do so, the lower their sales go. Just to name a few examples, Marvel pushed the COVID vaccine last October with a book featuring the Avengers that told fans that they are the heroes if they take the vaccine. The year before that, the comic book giant portrayed Captain America telling Americans during the July 4th weekend that the American dream is a lie because the U.S. is irredeemably racist. A few months before that, the company again used Captain America to attack traditional conservative ideals by portraying conservative philosopher Jordan Peterson's ideals as Nazi principles. And in yet another example of using Captain America to push the left-wing agenda, Marvel featured a gay offshoot of Captain America in its 80th anniversary Captain America comic. Marvel's chief rival, DC Comics, is no better. After introducing a gay Superman comic that was cancelled after only 18 issues because no one wanted it. Before that, in 2021, the company featured Superman renouncing America and removing truth, justice, and the American way, from his slogan, dropping the reference to America and replacing it with a better tomorrow. Even the venerable Archie comics have gone woke by introducing a transgender character and featuring gay love storylines. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.